Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Macy Minders and Rachel Kakmarinski from Pella Christian Grade School and Nia Hookstra from Pella Christian High School join us on today's program to read the written works they submitted and won top prize for in the annual Three Rivers Reading Council Writing Contest. First, here's Maisie and Rachel.
I'm Maisie Minders, and my poem is Books. Umbrella, Summer, Genius Files, all books with words inside them. Adventures, magic, no matter what book, you'll find adventure coming upon you. The Unwanted's Harry Potter, The Land of Stories, pages dimmed from reading, yellowed pages, white pages, all the same. New paperbacks and hardcover, pages reaching high in numbers, titles low in words. All the books are amazing, each one great in their own way. So start with one and end with many, and see what adventures you'll go on.
Hi, my name is Rachel Kakmarinski, and my poem's title is Junk. I wrote this poem after I cleaned out my room, and I heard my mom saying to my dad, "The kids have so much junk." And that's where I got my idea. Junk! It has taken me years to collect these precious things, and you call them junk. Those are memories you are calling junk. Those are stories that my kids would love to hear someday. These are treasures, not junk.
Well, the two of you just got done reading your works as a part of the Three Rivers Reading Contest. First of all, tell us a little bit about what inspired your piece and what was the reason why you wrote about books and junk.
I wrote about books because I love reading and I love books, and that's what I usually do.
Why did that memory stick with you, and why did you think you needed to write about it? So, like, why did that kind of, like, stick in your mind?
Well, actually, I was writing my short story, and I said that to my mom, and she's like, "Wow, that would have been a great poem." And I was like, "Yeah?" And she's like, "Yeah." So I just wrote it down, and it ended up winning.
There you go. Do both of you enjoy writing, then? Is it something that you like to do maybe beyond class?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what are the things you like to write?
I like writing fantasy books and poems.
I like to write fantasy and historical fiction.
And do you see yourselves continuing to write, whether you when you get older in school and maybe as a hobby or maybe even as a professional career?
I want to publish some books and maybe some poems.
Maybe. I might be a professional writer. Depends if I'm any good.
Sounds like you are, so awesome.
I am Nia Hookstra, and I wrote I Was There Even Then. When nobody thought you were worthy, when you thought you were alone, when you thought you had would never be enough, when you thought no one was ever there for you, I was there. When nobody thought you were there for them, when nobody thought you were kind, when you were alone in this lonely world, you thought you were alone, I was there. I was there in the depths of your suffering. I was there, you are never alone. I was there when you were in the midst of the horrors flashing through your mind. I tell you, I was there. There will be times when life gets harder. There will be times when you can't go on. There will be times when your suffering mounts and you feel like you're all alone. I tell you, that's a lie. There have been those times when you felt forgotten, when you felt like you have no one. But I tell you that you are mine, and I'm here for you through the storm. You are not alone, never alone. Sometimes lonely, but never alone. You are my child, I am your God, for you are beautiful, not unlovely. You are mine, I am yours. We are fighting this war together. I can't help it when you cry, but sometimes crying helps. You are mine, I am yours. We are here on this shore. Looking out on the horizon, I can see your future here. Have you ever seen me trying to disappear from here? If you ever needed anything, I would be right here. I came to this earth for you. I died on this cross for you. I rose again from the grave just for you. You are my child. I am your God. I am your shepherd, the King of Kings, and the Alpha and Omega. I am yours. You are mine. We stare out at the horizon, and everything comes together for you at last.
What kind of inspired you to write, and why did you choose the topic that you wrote about for your poem?
Well, I first kind of got into writing when I was pretty young, and I just have always enjoyed it. And so when I saw this was an opportunity for me, I decided might as well try. So I hadn't really had much of a chance to write before this, and this came up, and I'm like, well, why not?
Your poem kind of focuses on something that seems like it's pretty close to you. You know, why did you decide to choose the topic that you wrote about, and why was that so important for you to be able to express yourself in that way?
Well, a lot of people these days in high school, middle school, whatever, they are struggling with a lot of personal demons. And I felt like if I put some of these into this poem, it would be helpful for people to hear it and know that there is somebody there for them, even when it seems like there's not.
And is this kind of inspired maybe more writing for you in the future, something that you'd like to do again?
I would probably do something like this again, absolutely. It's something that I enjoy doing, as I mentioned. It's something that I will always come back to.
Tune in next week to hear the work written by Pella Christian Sr. Abby Ambrosin. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.